We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
845, 846, 14 before 9 here on WWL. Tommy Tucker, we're in Belchase, and then Newell will be in Metairie. Scoots in the quarter, I think, or downtown. And then Sports Talk will be from their two different locations. It's different. And please stay at home. Please pass on the traditional crawfish boil or fish fry or Easter barbecue or cookout, whatever it is. Put it off for 1 year. It's going to be here next year. We want to get back to normal as quickly as we can. So please, just let's keep doing what we're doing. 40% chance for showers. That's pretty well gone. Highs of 74 today. And then looking ahead to Easter weekend, tomorrow highs of 80, 20% chance for showers. And on Sunday, an 80% chance for showers and storms. Some of those could be heavy. So maybe it's the good Lord or nature's way of telling us all to stay put. Michael Williamson joins us now, CEO of United Way of Southeast Louisiana, as we try to pay some attention to the people and the organizations that do so much good in the community and what they may need now during these extraordinary times. Hey, Michael, how are you?
Good morning, Tommy. How are you doing?
I'm okay, considering, but look, compared to people that have the virus or have lost family members, you know, I think we should all count our blessings. Maybe that's something we should be doing this weekend. Our Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll, Michael, let me just real quickly touch on this, is asking people, do you know somebody personally, firsthand, that has had the coronavirus? And I do. I know somebody right now that's fighting it as best they can, and hopefully they'll be fine. Everything's looking good. But I think it becomes intensely real when you know somebody like, you know, Bobby Hebert's dad. I knew him very slightly. But when you know somebody that is a victim of this, it really does change it for you. And I think it did for the president as well. Do you, if I'm not prying, do you personally know somebody who has or has had it?
Tommy, I don't directly, but I do have members of our United Way staff team that have had family members impacted by the virus, relatives that live in New York, and relatives that live in the New Orleans area. So, and when it affects one of our team members' family, that's like family to me as well. So it's definitely, like we've written before, you know, these viruses are not at all discriminating. They're attacking so many of our friends and family.
Tell me about the United Way and how it's affected and impacted the work that you all do.
Well, we're focused some of our early efforts on standing up nonprofit organizations that are in the moment, you know, need to take care of feeding of individuals like our friends at the food bank, our friends at the Council on Aging. And so that was a start. And then we pivoted to the hospitality industry workers that we know, you know, were going to be dramatically and have been dramatically impacted. And so that's been our focus. And now is, you know, as the stimulus aid funds, you know, hopefully start to flow here soon, we're starting to focus on some things we can do to prepare for the longer term, which will include our nonprofit partners and specific entities like child care centers that will need to come back quickly in order for folks to go back to work.
What are some of the, the things that people are coming to you with now? Is it cash flow, short-term help? They don't know what to do. They can't afford food. How are you seeing it play out from a statistic to on the street and human beings?
Yeah, we know, and matter of fact, as it relates to our work around hospitality industry workers, the feedback we've been getting is, you know, folks need immediate cash to help meet their bills right now. And certainly food being one of those, in access to food. And here's the upside, because I do like to focus on some of the positives, timing. Our Hospitality Cares Pandemic Response Fund is offering $500 emergency assistance grants to individuals and households. It's exceeded the $1 million mark. We're a little bit above $1.1 million, which means we're going to be able to help over 2,000 individuals and households. We've approved over 1,200 of the 2,000 applications that we received in pretty quick time, I believe. And we're trying to push the rest of those through. And if we can, if we have resources left over, we're going to reopen it. But it's meeting what we've heard is a critical need, which is I need money right now to pay my bills. I didn't have savings, my rent's due, et cetera. And so that's something we're definitely seeing from folks on the ground.
Is it primarily food industry workers that you're seeing, or do you know?
Well, we focused on the hospitality industry for a couple of reasons. We knew, A, they were going to be affected really quickly as businesses shut down. But we also knew they represented ALICE, you know, the report that we've done, which stands for Asset Limited Income Constrained Employed. And it's our study of financial hardship. And we knew so many of those ALICE households work in the hospitality industry. But listen, Tommy, it's affecting all types of employment sectors, healthcare sector, if you think about dental offices, et cetera, they're closed, and so many others. So we know that this is very broad reaching, and we're trying to do our part, certainly around the hospitality industry, and others are doing things for other industries, but just to fill the gap until we can get to, larger aid, and then hopefully return to some sense of whatever will be the new normal.
Y'all can only give out and disperse what you have, though, right? So what about on the other end of it? What's coming in?
So we've been fortunate that, our pandemic response fund has, like I said, has exceeded $1.1 million, and that's going to be emergency assistance to households. And we continue to get, donors that are calling us, gifts large and small, $50 to $10,000 to $50,000. So, we're getting resources, and we'll keep that open as long as we possibly can to help meet the emergency needs of individuals. And then, quite frankly, we're going to have to pivot to the longer-term, more infrastructure needs that are going to be required so people can go back to work when the time is right.
Michael, if somebody needs help or wants to help, how do they do it?
One of the easiest things to do, Tommy, if folks need help or more information on the COVID-19 resources, just call 211 from a landline or a cell phone, and you'll get connected to a trained counselor who 24/7, 365 can offer resources. And for folks that want to help, just visit our website at unitedwaySELA.org, and all the information is right there on our homepage for how you can give and help.
Thank you, Michael. Trying to help y'all. We'll talk to you again. Michael Williamson, CEO of United Way of Southeast Louisiana. It's 8:53, 7 before 9, Good Friday here and everywhere, WWL. Right now it's time for traffic.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.